producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Well, first of all, thank you for not asking me what I said in the 10th grade. I appreciate that.
But, I'll just forget that follow-up there.
the fact of the matter is, you know, what we should vet all candidates. I have no problem with being vetted. What I do have a problem with is being lied about. And then putting that out there as truth. And I don't even mind that so much if they do it about with everybody, like people on the other side. But, you know, when I look at somebody like Hillary Clinton, who sits there and tells her daughter and a government official that, no, this was a terrorist attack, and then tells everybody else that it was a video, where I came from, they call that a lie. And I think that's very different from, you know, somebody misinterpreting when I said that I was offered a scholarship to West Point. That's the words that they use. But I've had many people come and say the same thing to me. That's what people do in those situations. We have to start treating people the same and finding out what people really think and what they're made of. And people who know me know that I'm an honest person.
Thank you, Dr. Carson.
A little snippet from the debate. Ben Carson, so much of his background and things that he said and what came from his book, Hand of God, et cetera, in the last 2 weeks has kicked up a lot of dust. So he knocked that down, as you heard there, at the GOP debate in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Justin Duckham is there covering it. Justin, a lot of eyes were certainly on Ben Carson, but I think the majority of what I saw from that debate was it wasn't so much from the moderator's point of view of asking a lot of the questions, what's been said lately about them personally. It was more about the economics in many different forms. Did it feel that way to you as you were there?
It certainly was, and I think Fox Business was very oriented in trying to make sure it came across that way. You know, they said beforehand that this is going to be the anti-CNBC debate, and in the larger sense, I think they really achieved that. This was something that focused a lot on substance, and in a way was sort of the inverse of the Democratic debate. The Democratic debate was very helpful to the party. It helped portray them as the adults in the room, and this time around, instead of having a clear takeaway that these are, you know, people who have some pretty bizarre responses to some equally bizarre questions, we got a feeling that these are people who are capable of actually having an enlightened economic discussion. There was a lot of, you know, key pointed questions over not just the economy, but the tax rate. The issue of minimum wage was one of the early ones clearly up there, as well as what they would be doing specifically as presidents during respective financial crises. So, you know, this was certainly a more policy-oriented debate than we've seen in recent times. And as a result, we are walking away with a much clearer idea of where exactly Republican candidates stand when it comes to fiscal issues.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Who do you think won the debate, if you were handicapping it?
You know, that's a very good question. I don't really think that the ground shifted very much during this debate. I don't think that we're really going to see many waves coming across in this. I think Trump and Carson are probably going to maintain their front-runner status. I think in terms of winning, I think Marco Rubio probably came across as the more eloquent candidate on the stage. And I think Jeb Bush, although he did not knock it out of the park like a lot of people were hoping for, certainly performed better than he did the previous time. So if it comes to the expectations games, he is certainly somebody who performed pretty well there. Ted Cruz also had an opportunity to get a lot more face time in this time around and kind of show why exactly he's still considered to be a you know, first-tier candidate, even though he hasn't really had the surge in the polls that a lot of others have had. Kasich, I think, would probably be one of the bigger losers. You know, he inserted himself into quite a bit of the conversations was somebody who was very eager to jump onto a lot of questions even when they weren't asked of him. And I think, frankly, it came off as a little bit obnoxious and didn't really help portray him as somebody who is, you know, necessarily very presidential or somebody who's going to be capturing the imagination of the party anytime soon.
Yeah. Immigration came up once again, and Donald Trump talked about the wall, and then there was reaction to how you can't just dump all the people out of the country, and we know that, and you saw the back and forth that happened there on the stage. And some people are saying because of his take-backs, Marco Rubio did pretty well in this debate, but I think you kind of said that by saying nobody gained in traction in a different way, because in the last debate, he seemed to fare very well. Do you think he may be one of those guys that turns his fortunes around as we get into the real stuff when we get into primary season?
I think so. You know, there is about another month until the next debate, and that's typically where it gets the most sort of traction in the polls by coming off as well as a spoken individual in these sort of settings. So the opportunity right now is for him to try to create some additional momentum without necessarily the debate stage on the forefront. How exactly he's going to do that remains to be seen, but right now there is still a continued sense that he is the candidate on the rise and somebody who is probably going to ultimately be sort of the establishment candidate, unless if there is a huge effort from Jeb Bush to turn his candidacy around, which wasn't necessarily apparent tonight.
Yeah, I agree. You were there with, once again, the media scrum, I'll call it. And by the way, I saw you on TV because, you know, Fox kind of swirled the cameras around and you were standing next to a guy with a blue hat that kept leaning over, but we could clearly, distinctly see you as you're becoming something of a fixture in Washington, D.C., whether it's on House of Cards as a prop or whatever it is, but we've seen you out there. So it seemed like a smaller media crowd, was it, or was it still a lot of people?
It was still a lot of people. You know, the spin room was actually a little bit more chaotic than you've seen in previous ones. That was probably due to the fact that there was a barricade separating the candidates from the rest of the scrum for quite a bit of it. So as a result, there wasn't really as much of an opportunity to squeeze in and get those questions asked there. And that was, sort of an unfortunate takeaway. But the crowd was relatively large. The filing center was absolutely packed. It was a very spacious room and a gymnasium just off of the debate hall. And I think the media was, pretty well represented here. I think there were probably easily about 600 or so, which would probably be about the norm. You know, I think there's probably less than in Las Vegas, but I think I may have, an element to do with, Las Vegas being a much more popular attraction for a lot of people.
I agree. So now once we get into the primaries at the beginning of the year, Iowa in February and New Hampshire, boy, it is going to be insane. It may be a bigger media pool than we've seen at Super Bowls, which is incredible how many reporters are there. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, these are some candidates who a lot of people are, really excited about. And as a result, you're going to be seeing the media responding to that accordingly. Donald Trump still gets a huge crowd no matter where he goes. That was very evident tonight when there was a huge scrum that immediately materialized around him. Ben Carson obviously is speaking to a large portion of the Republican base who are very eager to get as much, face time with him as possible through any sort of, media appearances that he puts out. So considering the level of excitement that we have for a lot of these candidates, I don't think it's surprising at all to see the level of media attention that they've been receiving.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good one.
Justin, live from Milwaukee, the site of the Republican debate. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Lisa Durden, get her thoughts from the Democratic side on how the Republican candidates look tonight. Stay with us.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors,
dust mites and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Le Cig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Le Cig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeCig.com. LeCig.com. Kick some ash with Le Cig.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Your chance, the entire show, to throw in your 2 cents on who won the debate. Did Jeb Bush do anything different this time around to raise his stock perhaps in the polls? How about the moderators? Was it a little bit better this time around as far as sticking to economic facts? Or was it much of the same? I don't think anybody's going to say it was much of the same. In fact, I was reading, you know, whether you think CNN is left of left or whatever you think CNN is, and they gave big credit to the moderators because they said they kind of focused, or they didn't kind of, they focused on the economy and not on themselves or whatever that is worth. But as I said before, imagine moderating a presidential debate, especially with the kind of ratings that they're getting for these things. In our virtual green room right now, it's always fun to have her on the show to kick things around. Lisa Durden, she is such a sought after, as her publicist would say, commentator on a slew of different things. And if you've seen her, she is a person who keeps it real. That's her deal. You know, it's a straight no chaser view for sure. And that's why we like Lisa. You can go to lisadurden.com and check out more about her. Hey, Lisa, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So here's the question. First, let's start with the moderators, because CNBC got hammered so much the last time around. Do you think Maria and crew and Neil Cavuto, et cetera, and Gerard were better moderators, just kind of focusing on the economy, or at least that's the way they were billing it?
Well, I mean, I think so, because I find that, I found that in prior prior Republican debates, I felt like, you know, I was entertained, but I'm not really interested in you asking them personal questions. I don't mind a few, but I'm not interested in personal questions of what Donald Trump said about this woman's face and what Donald Trump said about this person's outfit and who likes you and who doesn't like you. So I found that this was a much better direction that the moderators went in. for this one. So I guess they got hammered before, and they came back with a little bit more seriousness. We're going into 2016. It's time for us to discuss the issues.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that clearly, no matter what anybody's ideology is, if you were watching this, you would have come up with, I believe, the same thing. Who do you think, if we're going to, you know, when you have debates, you have winners, who do you think won the debate?
You know, it's a blur for me. They all look about the same. And I'm not saying this because I'm a Democrat, because I'm not really dogmatic about politics. Because I have actually, on rare occasions, voted outside the party for a particular person. But honestly, at some point, they just started to turn into this congealed group. I will say this. I can appreciate that this time there wasn't a gaggle of them. But the last two times, 15 or 20 people were on the stage, like an army of them were on the stage before. So I can appreciate that they whittled it down to what, about eight? How many were on the stage? A few.
Yeah.
So that was good. I could zone in and hone in on that. But I did like Fiorino a lot in terms of her presentation. She was very strong. I don't think she's going to edge out, unfortunately, Donald Trump and Ben Carson. But I thought she did very well, actually.
Yeah, your take on Ben Carson, I agree with you on Carly. I think she did very well, too, and was sound in her opinions and backed up what she said. Ben Carson heading into this, everybody has been eyeballing what's going on with Ben Carson and what he's saying and his background and West Point and questions about a slew of other things, including his violence and his background when he was younger and then trying to find people to back up some of his stories.
Lord.
So what do you make of this with Ben Carson?
Oh, it's a debacle. Okay. I happen to be African-American. He happens to be African-American, but it doesn't mean I'm an expert on African-American. However, it's just me, like, really trying to figure out what it could be. I think that Dr. Ben Carson or maybe his handlers or his people are trying to find a way for him to connect with the black audience because we're pretty much ignoring him. And he feels like we would connect better with him if he was, you know, from the hood and he was fighting in streets and stabbing people so that we could all have a connection, as if we're all from the hood and if we're all stabbing people or have been stabbed or seen stabbing or have violence in our cipher, although I happen to have all that in my cipher.
Yeah.
I have met plenty of African-Americans who wore the Cosbys. I was not from that world, but I expanded my horizons by going to college. And I'm like, oh, your parents are a PhD? So I realized that the whole world of black folks aren't like that. So like Ben Carson, and actually, I'm from the hood, and I still live in the hood of Newark. I can't fight. I can't beat nobody. Ben Carson, just because you're from an inner city doesn't mean you can beat someone up. Ben Carson's one of those nerdy kids that didn't fight anybody. He might have gotten beaten up and run home. That's why his nose is in the books, and he is a very brilliant neurosurgeon. I don't believe anything he's saying. And even if we want to believe him, we're still not connected with Ben Carson. And that goes to show people, you know, when people say Black Lives Matter, they think every black person's running around pumping a fist and we're all going to get together like a big clan. We are not interested in someone simply because they're black.
Yeah, well said. Well said, Lisa. So,
really?
you know, you look at Ben Carson, though, and you see that he's neck and neck with Trump and sometimes trumping him in the polls.
Yeah.
What if he were to become the nominee for the Republicans? Would this be a layup for Hillary to beat Ben Carson? What do you think would happen?
Absolutely. And slam and swish all net.
Yeah.
I'm not for sure on more basketball terminology, but yeah, I think if he becomes the nominee, somebody's going to pick up the bat phone. It's going to be red. They're going to be screaming, "What the hell happened? How did he get there?" This would be the biggest upset of all upsets of all time. So Lisa Durden would be very happy if he becomes the nominee. So you know what, you guys? Go right ahead, GOP, or the OPP, or whatever you call yourself. Go right ahead.
So who is the most, I mean, here's a great question, and you've been watching, you know, this debate and the other debates, et cetera, and what's going on. Who would present the most, who would be the biggest challenge to the Democrats, do you think?
Maybe I'm crazy and I want to be a betting girl, but I'm going to say Jeb Bush. You know, Jeb Bush is, you know, lagging behind. He's kind of like, he's going to be one of those kind of like the little engine that could, although people are not liking him right now. He's not as popular. It's early on. He's pretty much velvet toast. But when you look at the gaggle of them, I do feel like at some point we do want someone that's presidential, and he has experience. He's been in politics and, you know, has had some successes. And so when it gets right down to brass tacks, they're going to want that. Donald Trump is a loose cannon. He seems to be, you know, to some, quote-unquote, a racist, you know, with all these bombs he's dropping about, you know, putting up walls and keeping out Mexicans, and he's glad that you know, millions of them were thrown out many years ago and other mm-hmm. presidential, you know, it's not going to work out. Ben Carson, I hate to say it, America does not want two back-to-back black presidents. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I think Jeb Bush is going to be the nominee, but it looks a little slow. But, you know, the little tortoise that could, you know, at the end of that story, won the race.
Yeah, I agree. I think Jeb Bush...
You heard it first.
Yeah, I agree. I said this all along, even though he's not showing up in the polls, unless he dumps out. I mean, because he's just getting... It's got to be humiliating for him to be...
Yeah.
To not show up in the polls and to have a guy like Donald Trump beating him, for sure. There's no question. But I think he's the last man standing, absolutely. Lisa, you are
absolutely
terrific. Thank you so much for coming
you.
On again. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so Lisa Durden with her spin on you know, what happens in the end and who is perhaps the most dangerous, Jeb Bush. What do you think? You heard her take on Ben Carson and the fact that, as Lisa said, she doesn't believe there would be back-to-back black presidents for one, but also Ben Carson versus somebody who is more political savvy, as much as we're saying on this show and so many people are calling this show and emailing us to talk about the fact that they want something different, they want a breath of fresh air, they don't want the same old rhetoric, the same old nonsense, all of that. When it comes down to it, and I say this all the time, what does the party want? It's, you believe it or not, it's not so much about you, the people, it's about the party. As much as there is a push and it is fractionalized and all of that, it does come down to what does the machine want to pump out. Remember Mitt Romney, I always thought all along right from the beginning, Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney. Your point of view, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. The Zogby poll, because they did a poll right away, said that Rubio was the big winner in Tuesday's debate, and that Jeb Bush was actually the big loser. Stick with us. We'll be back in a few.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A lot of requests for more dumb things. If you've done something dumb, send it to me, americatonight.net. Seriously, we've all done dumb things. Don't worry about it. That's what makes it so interesting, to hear some of the dumb things that people have done. So, I don't think that anybody did anything dumb on the stage. I don't think you can say that with this last Republican debate. So now we're up to four. This time it was Fox Business News, and it was all business, and most of what you probably would read, you know, I looked at a lot of reaction from papers of note, we'll call them. We actually do have papers still, believe it or not. However, you can get them online, and I think the smart papers were smart to jump on that as fast as they could. But I thought it'd be kind of interesting to, as we cruise along here, in this seg, to give you some of what the headlines are saying after the debate. Because it's always about who won and what did somebody say and how is that perceived or does it help them whatsoever. The New York Post, famous for headlines, said of the debate, so they would have on the front of the New York Post if you were jumping on a subway tomorrow or jumping in a cab or just where you were in the city. The picture of on the front, one of the pictures anyway, you would see Jeb Bush. It says Jeb Bush needed to be special and instead he was boring. That's their headline. And then the talk is about the debate. You know, what moments happened or didn't happen, and the focus is Jeb Bush. I said this before we went into the debate. He had to shine or had to do better, and I think he did better. Boring, you know, I don't know, what was he going to do? But in the column, the story of the debate was Ted Cruz did well, and Marco Rubio did well. And they say all the elements are in place for Jeb Bush to have a new moment in the sun, all the elements except for Jeb Bush. And I'll give you a little bit more of this. Just says that Jeb Bush didn't bring it. It didn't bring his A game, that there was nothing exciting. He didn't light up the skies and make you think this is the guy who needs to be president. In fact, it said poor Jeb Bush, he needs a triumph in Tuesday night's debate to do something to turn around his degenerating campaign, something dynamic, something memorable, something powerful. Bush was substantive, but so was Marco Rubio. He was detailed, but so was Carly Fiorina. He was serious, but so was Ted Cruz. He wasn't out of his depth the way Ben Carson was when he talked about foreign policy and banking policy in a series of answers that gave new meaning to the word incoherence. Wow. He wasn't bizarre the way Donald Trump was when he said he could have taken big chunks of oil from Iraq and given those big chunks to wounded veterans. He wasn't rude. He made no mistakes, but he was boring. And for better or worse, no one else was on stage. It was his best debate, and that's a big problem. And that's true. He's not dynamic. There's absolutely no question about that. But I've said this before, not in defense of Jeb Bush, but what is it you're looking for in a presidential candidate? What is it you're looking for in a president? Why would you pick, when you go to vote, who would you pick? What would it be? So Bush has a super PAC with a ton of bucks to spend, and media, they want him to be the comeback dude. But so far, that's not really what it is. Cruz did super well in the debate. Rubio scored, I guess, like that. And Donald Trump was goated a bunch. I mean, at one point he said, I've built an unbelievable company worth billions and billions of dollars. I don't have to hear it from this man. He was talking about Kasich, and then he got booed from the audience. So losing your cool doesn't work in front of crowds. Here's a couple of the other headlines. Quickly, I'm going to boot to those to give you a sense of a little flavor of what the headlines are reading. Now, that was a column, but then the column, it talked about everybody else that I went through for you, and meaning everybody else that was on the stage and how they all performed, and then comparing Jeb Bush and saying that he was just boring, and that's the problem. How do you get him exciting? How do you get some energy? How do you do, you know, and I thought he was energetic, but yeah, he wasn't. I mean, he didn't just own the place. Let's put it that way. He didn't own it. All right, let's go to the Wall Street Journal. So the Wall Street Journal, because we're talking about business, it was about the economy. It was Fox Business News. That's where all the questions lie. Their headline says Republicans' rivals spar over policy, and that the Republican presidential contenders staked out distinctions among themselves on immigration, military spending, and Wall Street regulation. And with the likely Democratic nominee on economic policy. So it was a pivot away from personality. They focused on overall everybody who was on the stage and summed it up. That's pretty much exactly what the difference was of this debate versus all the other debates. It wasn't personal attacks. It had nothing to do with that. In fact, it was all about economic proposals and standing on or where you stood, that kind of thing. Not about personality, not about personal digs like the last debate really deteriorated into. Okay, so let's go to the other coast in the San Francisco paper. And what did San Francisco say? Well, they didn't talk about it a ton. It wasn't huge on the front page. There were more stories about other things like Airbnb and Uber and the Raider players that are being investigated and taunting a police dog and bigger fish to fry, I guess, than the Republicans. There is mention of the Republican debate. It's just not front and center, just on the sort of underneath the headline. It says, fourth GOP debate becomes a free-for-all with few limits. And then they talked about that the hopefuls got the debate they asked for, interrupting each other, ignoring time limits, and loudly talking over their opponents as the moderators looked on. Yeah, there was like sort of a game show bell that was supposed to stop them, and that I don't think that bell worked very well. They always bled over on the time. And there was some interrupting of when somebody was talking. They didn't wait, and you would hear a couple of voices come out and clash. But I don't agree with the overall assessment that the, that's all it was, interrupting, and it was a free-for-all. It was a free-for-all of people just jumping in, but I think there was some meat to it. You got a sense of where really everyone on the stage stood tax-wise and immigration-wise, and I think that ultimately was good. So on the rest of it, I would just say, yeah, there was interruption, there was all of that, but I wouldn't be as harsh, I guess, with the headline. It didn't feel like that. Now, and remember the papers I'm telling you about, the Los Angeles Times, their headline, and they had it on the top, it is the buzz in the land, Republicans feud over issues and ideology in latest debate, this time questions in both the main debate and the kids' table were an initial forum featuring four White House hopefuls lagging in the polls, largely centered on the candidates' plans on taxes, regulation, and government programs. But, and their take was that the Republican debate gave new life to some struggling candidates, and I think that was a good observation, better than the last one. I think that there were some struggling candidates to get a boost. And they talk about Jeb Bush, John Kasich, Marco Rubio getting a boost in how they performed. And they also say if the Tuesday night debate aired on the Fox Business News was supposed to highlight the strength of real estate mogul Donald Trump, it did not. If it was supposed to dispense permanently with the candidacy of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, it did not. If it was supposed to deliver the same fireworks that exploded in a controversial CNBC debate 2 weeks ago, it didn't. It didn't do that. And then goes into the meat of what happened there. Trump and illegal immigration, sending back the millions of people who were in the country without proper papers, and some of the other highlights, I suppose, I guess the way to put it, of that debate. And Bush and the other candidates jumped on Trump when the questions turned to foreign policy. Trump spoke about Syria, offered a dismissal of concerns about Russian's Vladimir Putin, saying, I got to know him very well. We were both on 60 Minutes. We were stable mates, and we both did very well that night. He has a way of turning that around. He has a way of turning it around. So we did really well. We're going to do really well. It's kind of his signature crutch, I guess, for lack of a better way to say it. That's where he goes. It's a very special to me, or they're very special to me, or those people. There's a few signature trademark lines of Donald Trump. All right, Donald Trump, if he did something dumb, the cool thing about Trump is he would admit that he did it. Can you admit it when you do something dumb? We're going there next.
Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Yikes! Whoops! Maybe that's something I shouldn't have done. We all have those moments in life. It's called dumb things I shouldn't have done. And we're going there next on America Tonight. So buckle up and we're getting started.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
The people's business. Yeah, those remarks. I don't know if he regrets those remarks, but you gotta say, anything but transparent. Even my most liberal friends that cover the White House, like Ellen Ratner, who comes on with us, will say, yeah, that's not really what happens there. So, got this one from David, who says, oh, Kate, dumb things. I love it when you do dumb things. I just laugh out loud because we all do them. And if we would just laugh and move along, it probably would be a greater way to handle sometimes with grace the things that often happen that are just simply accidents. The dumbest thing I ever did, or maybe I shouldn't say ever did, but the dumbest thing I've done recently is I was in Starbucks. I don't particularly go there. It's just kind of an off and on thing. So I'm not one of those daily dosers of Starbucks. But I was in Starbucks, there's a giant big line, and I went to grab my coffee or frappuccino, and I went to grab it off the counter,
and it kind of, my wrist kind of gave way, and it slipped and dumped all over the person that was right near me, sort of catty-corner or behind me, I guess the better way to describe it. It was accidental, and you know how the cups can be flimsy, and I suppose it was a combination of my grip and the flimsiness of the cup, but it was really startling. And it was a busy time, flew all over the place, including on that person who I offered to buy whatever it was they wanted to buy. They were having none of it, as I had ruined their morning because I doused them with my Frappuccino. So, whoops, it was a dumb thing. Yeah, but that's an accidental dumb thing. I mean, I guess it's a dumb thing, but I'm going to put that on the cut line. It's brutal, though, when you dump something on somebody else, coffee, you know, name it, anything. Especially a stranger. It's not like it's your friend, like, oh, geez, I'm so sorry. It's somebody you have no clue who they are. Whoops. All right, this one from William. Hi, Kate. I listen to the show. One of my favorite things is dumb things I shouldn't have done. I guess my dumb thing that I shouldn't have done is that I left my keys in a building where I was going for an interview. And the problem was, in the building, I was up and down on a couple of different floors. So I could not, I left, I felt pretty good about the interview. And then I realized I had left my keys somehow. Now I have to go back in after doing an interview to say, I left my keys, and like a frantic maniac, I have to go through several floors of digging and searching, and other people were all in a tiff to try to help me, or they were in a lather anyway, and it turned out to be a 45-minute game of hide-and-seek with the keys. I found the keys, didn't get the job, needless to say. Perhaps that goes to my skills of forgetfulness. And I was relieved to get the keys, but I knew it wasn't a good thing to have to go back and try and search all over the place. Yeah, that would be a little awkward. Hey, woohoo, great job interview. Check it out. See ya. I hope to hear back from you. On second thought, 15 minutes later, as I walk back from the parking lot, I left my keys. Can I find them? But they're not just right there. No, they're nowhere to be found. What are you going to do? You got to find the keys. It is a dumb thing. Don't even bring your keys into the interview, right? Or put them in your briefcase or whatever it is you have with you, but don't have them out. How about dumping your cell phone in the toilet? Yep, that's exactly what happened. I know two people that that's happened to, including my husband recently did it, but I got this note from Gary, and I just chuckled when he said, I had my cell phone in my hand. I went to pick it up and I put it in my shirt. I bent over and the cell phone slipped out and fell in the toilet. Needless to say, I didn't put my hand in there to dig it out. It was a wash, if you will. And I had to go and get another cell phone. And you know, Kate, that cell phones are like your lifeline. If your cell phone goes down, that means your contacts and everybody else in between is lost. Yeah, they're not lost for good, but I know what you're saying. That if you lose your cell phone, how many numbers do you have memorized? And I even actually tried this trick, and I know very few numbers. I almost should do a different version of Luminosity. How many phone numbers a day can you memorize in your phone, including the important ones? And I realized, whoops, I don't really know these phone numbers. And if I had something like that happen where my cell phone slipped or dropped or whatever it was, then I got to come up with the phone numbers. Ooh, that could be mighty hard. They say at the Apple store, the number one reason people come back with their phones or something, the phone is cracked or broken or wet or whatever, it is really wetness that somebody forgets and they drop their cell phone in the, in the toilet, jump in a pool, do something with it that gets it wet, jump in a shower, and they forget about the phone. And then it causes that. Some people quickly throw it in the middle of rice for 3 days and it clears it up, but sometimes it's just not good enough and you have to get a new cell phone. Oh, it's the worst realization when something happens because it is like cutting your arm off. All right, how about this one? This is one from Phil. Kate, I've listened to the show for a long time. I've emailed you a few times, but it's been way in the past. so you probably don't remember me. But dumb things, oh, wow. I know other people have said, where do I begin? I kind of feel the same way. There's different areas that I could talk about that I've done dumb things, super dumb things with. But I guess I'm going to say, dumb things recently. I know I've heard other people talk about car washes, but I actually was pulling into a place where I just had to spray it and do it myself. I was in a hurry and I just wanted to clean the outer portion of the car, not inside. And I was going along nicely until I realized I had left one window open and so much soap and water went inside. It was like I was a kid squirting water inside my car, which I was not doing it purposely, but that's how it ended up. So what a mess I created for myself. Yeah, usually it's when you go to a car wash, but and then it's them, roll up your windows. But to do it on your own car when you're just spraying it, I know what you're talking about, those bays, those old-fashioned bays that you pull into and you can actually clean the carpets in your car with the vacuum and you can wipe anything down. And then you pull in and you can soap it up and rinse it and the whole thing, or even if you just rinsed it off. And I can see with the power water, how that could be deadly if you opened it up and you didn't realize that your window was open enough that it was pulling it in. Ooh, that's brutal. Not fun to clean that up. Oh, not fun at all. All right, and here's the last one. This I think we can all sympathize with. This one is from Linda, who says, Kate, sometimes I can't stay up late to watch your show, but I downloaded it at GCNlive.com. Woohoo for me. Shopping. Oh, boy, oh, boy. It seems like I've had a couple of things happen, mishaps, where I got a coat caught on something or the lane was too tight and I pushed my cart through and I regretted it. But this one was probably the worst. It was happened to me just 3 or 4 weeks ago. I was in a grocery store. It was late. I was tired. I was getting hot dogs and hamburgers and buns for the weekend for my family to have a cookout. And I went to get pickles, and when I reached for the pickles, I had pulled the shelf with me, and probably 6 jars of pickles splatted to the floor. Oh, the worst. Oh, don't worry, we'll clean it up. Mishap on aisle 7, but they're glass, I can see that. You go to pull it, and then it drops. Oh, new meaning to pickle juice, huh? If you've done something dumb, send it to me, americatonight.net. Thanks to Nathan Reeder and all of you for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.